Hello, everyone. It is Whore and Er. I'm Whore. I'm Er.
Nope.
We have the special.
Nope.
Oh, son of a
nope.
Bitch.
You already called yourself the Whore. you own that, you Whore.
God damn it. All right. Well, we're Whore and Er. I'm apparently Whore, and we have our special guest, Er. Say something, Er.
You dirty whore, you. wait. Are you horror or whore? Like, is it like
Well, is it horror or horror?
Yeah, I think you're just a whore. Let's just go with that.
Oh, okay, cool. that's always been one of those words that I've never really knew how to pronounce. It's always just been like, yeah, the horror, the scary ones.
Horror.
It's whore, right? Say whore.
Whore.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know if everybody got that today, but we're talking about horror movies. Horror movies.
You might want to spell it out, because horror movies is also a thing, too.
Horror movies?
Yeah, like WHORE, horror movies.
Whorehez?
No, not Whorehez.
All right, we're looking at the top 10 Whorehez movies.
There you go.
Okay, fine. Fuck it. Let's get into it. I'm going off a list here, the top 10, according to Rotten Tomatoes editorial from October 29th, 2020. Apparently, they were doing it around Halloween.
Nice.
Which would be great. But we're doing it right now around summertime, the scariest of times. So they have at one, they have The Exorcist.
Wait, they started off at one?
Yeah, I don't know why that list is like this, but we're apparently going to start from one and go down to 10, because
all right.
That's what they did. So
that's strike one for them so far for me.
Okay. Yes. Strike one for your list. If you start off at one, you kind of blowing your load. That's like, all right, girl, let's start with some kissing. All right, now I'll get into it. So The Exorcist, the 1973. Didn't they do like a sequel and a reboot for The Exorcist?
I honestly can't tell you. I want to say yes, but I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I know that JonTron, internet guy, talked about, I think they did like a documentary on exorcism, following a priest around and all that shit. And they were like, this is true footage, undoctored and blah, blah, blah. And it was like the most heavily doctored fucking voice, like modulated and everything, you know.
Yeah. The scariest exorcism movie I remember seeing wasn't even the original. It was The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Ah,
that was a freaking movie.
Emily Rose.
Yeah. Rose.
Emily Rose. Okay, exactly. But yeah, I don't know. The Exorcist to me. Scary kind of. I don't know. I didn't get too viscerally, like, I didn't get too scared about it, because it was just a little girl in a bed, you know. Like, you put yourself in that situation as the priest, right? If you were just somebody else, you would see that shit and be like, nah, fuck off, and you just leave and you'd be good.
Right.
There's no sense of being trapped. And I feel like for me, the most scary feeling would be like, fuck, I can't get away. I'm stuck with whatever this thing is and I have to deal with it. The Exorcist, it was just like, okay, this guy's dumb. Why don't he just get the fuck out of there?
Yeah, the scariest part was the Exorcist. Let me not. You know what? Fuck it. The scariest part was for the priest. It was a little girl instead of a little boy in bed.
Burn. Oh, well, the little girl tied to a bed? This isn't sexy at all. God. Called me out here for this. Whatever. I guess I can spray her with my holy water. I really try.
But when she vomits on me, I'm just not going to feel the same.
Yeah, it just won't be. Can she at least fart when I pull it out? Oh, sorry. All right. Number two is actually a newer movie. Kind of newer. 2018's Hereditary. I mean,
Terry.
He read it, Airy. He read it, Airy.
You're a wizard, Harry?
You're a wizard, Harry. Second scariest movie. Writer-director Ari Aster made a huge splash with his feature directorial debut, a dark family drama about the nature of grief. Of grief couched? Coached? Couched?
What?
C-O-U-C-H-E-D. My brain's not working.
C-O-U-C-H-E-D would be couched.
Yeah, so the nature of grief couched with a supernatural horror film. I don't know what that means. All right, that's strike two. that's strike two. Where this one? Yeah, okay. So I can't say that I really remember this movie. I think I saw it or parts of it, but
I have no memory, no recollection of this movie existing.
Okay. Like, they're showing a picture here and it's like a guy on fire, but the only thing I can really look at, or it looks like his feet are like CG'd into the picture.
Very nice.
Like, I don't know. It might be for the spooky scaries, but it's just like a girl, and a dude on fire, and his feet look weird. All right. Next, we have 2013, The Conjuring.
That was an okay movie.
Yeah, that was also all right. I wonder if that's more like a Western thing, that it always, they like to fucking put in the Jesus and the demon monsters.
I guess. Religion's a scary thing.
Yeah, I guess once you start getting into like, if this exists and hell really exists, and
right.
You've been watching way too much porn to go to the good place, so you're ready for it. Yeah, I don't know. What's The Conjuring? Wait, no. What was the one with the nun? Was that The Conjuring?
No. No.
Was that like a spinoff of The Conjuring?
Was that The Conjuring? No, the nun was... Fuck, I can't remember the name of that movie. It was the fairly nun recently, though, wasn't it?
I think so, but I felt like that... Wasn't the nun like a spinoff of another movie?
Dude, I don't know. Probably.
Cool. We're really well read and ready for this one. So let's go ahead and go down to number four here. The Shining. There we go.
There we go. We know The Shining.
Yeah, The Shining, 1980s. Good stuff.
That's always here. A classic.
Johnny. Yeah.
Particularly I feel frightening, like
The Shining, what type of... It was just like this slow descent into madness type
right,
of thing.
Right.
That it did really, really well. And I remember like watching the movie. I didn't trust the movie to tell me what was really happening.
Which is a sign of a good movie.
Right. Like the, whoever the movie was being like told or shot by, or like the perspective of it, whatever perspective was off, like that didn't really happen that way or this way. And that was why it was good. It was more than like being, oh god, scary. It was like this unsettling, you just feel weird
type of thing. Yeah, kind of like the Amityville Horror series or movie.
Yeah, the Amityville Horrors. But yeah, so I good good. Okay, The Shining. All right. Then we have number five. We're getting into the gore flicks. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 1970. Yeah, man, there's something about a scary dude running around with a fucking face made out of face.
With a face made out of face.
Yeah, that's what that is, right? That's a face made out of face.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really interesting character. The way he like just would throw someone on the fucking meat hook, and he wouldn't even bother doing shit. He just threw your ass up on that hook, and would turn and sit the fuck down and mind his own business while you just bleed the fuck out. And
yeah, because that was like that was the underlying super scary part, was that we're not used to being treated like just an animal. And that's how that's what this person saw other people as, just meat.
Yep.
You know, so the same, like with the same sort of callousness that, you know, a butcher would hang up a chunk of pork or whatever is what he would do to other humans. Yep. And it makes us feel really low on the food chain. Which is, yeah. And also the thought of that they were making sausage out of people.
Making sausage out of your sausage.
Yeah. How well do you really know your local McDonald's that they're not run by some leather face motherfucker?
There used to be a lot of homeless people hanging around this McDonald's, but I don't know. Now they're just not.
Yeah. With their breakfast sausage. I don't know. It's got this flavor to it.
How'd you guys get so stocked up on meat? I thought we were having like a supply shortage.
Don't worry about it. Why does this meat taste like depressed old people?
God, why does it? Hold on, let me formulate this for a second. I was going to say something more with legs. Why does this meat taste like Uncle Ron's meat?
Oh God, that has multiple. Yeah. Yeah, especially since Uncle Ron, he just got out of prison like a year ago, but we haven't heard from him, and I don't know what we're doing. We're worried that. All right.
This hot dog reminds me of Uncle.
Yeah. Oh man. This hot dog reminds me of the priest that got kicked out of the church.
That was one of the jokes I was gonna make. That I was like, let me stop. I already ragged on priests. Hold on. And then it tastes like my scoutmaster, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you should be able to give shit to priests. Because I don't think the problem hasn't stopped. So
once
the problem stops, then I'll stop.
That's also a priest joke.
Lord. All right.
Lord.
Number six. The Ring. The Ring.
What?
2002.
That wasn't scary.
You weren't into it?
No.
Ah, but that's like the classic Japanese horror.
What about The Grudge? I thought that was like classic Japanese horror.
That is also, The Ring and The Grudge are the two very popular ones. I mean, The Ring that we had was like a bastardization of one of the Japanese ones.
So The Ring didn't really, like, it wasn't like scary at all. The Grudge had some frightening moments, though.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Yeah, the video was, I guess, unsettling.
Yeah.
Yeah, to watch. That was weird. But I can't think of that without thinking of like Scary Movie 2.
Exactly.
With the fat guy in the upside down spinning chair, and then he's vomiting in the next one. And the basketball commercial.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if the Scary Movie 2 thing is a little bit more memorable than that, I guess like seeing their weird distorted faces were kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Like thinking about that makes me like, eh, a little. I just always wondered though, what happened? Like, how does your face freeze like that? Did the ghost like hold on to the face and like really smush it that way?
I mean, maybe. We've played
They don't really.
Phasmophobia. Those ghosts be had to be handed as fuck.
Yeah, that is also true. Now that I think about it, I think the last time I died in Phasmophobia, my head was what through the that little ladder going up to the kids' bunk bed thing.
Yeah.
Sort of T-posed and head through that.
Those deaths in Phasmophobia are pretty fucking brutal, man. It's like hands come over your face and all you hear is crush, 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 bones crush, crush, crush.
Yeah, and then I just like the sort of ragdoll T pose thing that goes on. Like if you're outside safe and you're watching one of your friends die, it's like they're standing there and then they like spring T pose and around. Pretty good. So I guess that's pretty similar. But yeah, I think the ring is it's going more towards the supernatural, I guess.
Yeah,
And
that.
I think they pulled it off at the end, right? Was like I forget exactly. Like they were trying to help her, and then it was like, oh no, wait, she's actually super evil.
Yeah, that was okay. That was interesting. But
Yeah.
she didn't hold a candle to that fucking kid in the Grudge, man.
Oh yeah. I mean, they
Creepy
did
as
that in
fuck.
actually, you know what ruined that for me was they had a Japanese horror show that was like Sadako versus I forget the other one. It was like the Ring Girl versus the Grudge Girl.
Okay.
I forget their name, Sadako and something else.
Yeah.
But it was like those two versus each other, right? Now, there was also like a bunch of priests and holy figures and stuff that were like trying to figure out the curses. And like this person was cursed both by the ring and the Grudge Girl. And it was like, oh no, this is going to battle it out. And oh no, we need this Shinto priest guy and everything. And the shit that absolutely took all of the scariness out of all of those films for me was like the Shinto priest guy was like outside of the Grudge House. And there was the little kid like inside the house a little ways out, like looking at him. And he picks up a rock, does like these weird little hand signals, like whooshy, whooshy, whoo, and then throws and just hucks the rock into the house. And it's like, poof, and then it makes like a cat sound, like, and like it scatters off. And that shit fucking killed me. Oh, I was dying laughing. In the fucking movie theater. I was watching it in the movie theater. I was in Japan at the time, and there was other like English teachers and shit with me that were watching that movie. And I straight up just started fucking laughing, and people were staring at me with like daggers and they're like, shut up, you're ruining it. But it was just the funniest thing to watch this dude pick up a rock, whisper at it, just huck it at the kid. Like just threw a rock. You just threw a rock at the little ghost kid and nail him in the face. And he just like he fucking runs off. And I couldn't, man. Like for the rest of that film, I just couldn't. And even now, looking back at the Grudge and all the other shit, I just imagine hitting him with the face with a rock. And just that being that simple. Like, oh, I could just do that.
That does kind of ruin it a little bit.
You know, I guess like it was supposed to be, you know, oh, the Shinto, the priest doing whatever priestly, weird, mumbly thing. But like, I guess the Western version would just be like picking up a rock and being like, for Jesus, and yeah. Just, yeah.
Jesus.
God, yeah. Okay. So, all right. All right. Whew. Number seven, Halloween.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
It's a
I
little low
mean,
on the list, but yeah.
yeah, number seven. I don't know. Maybe they're listing it backwards. Who knows? Yeah, Halloween is another one. How do you feel on Halloween?
I like Halloween movies. I wouldn't say I was ever like particularly scared of the Halloween movies, but I always found it like interesting that he wanted to kill his sisters and all that stuff because he was just so deranged, like his family. Like I found it interesting that they had him like set as an like he was already evil even as a child.
Yeah, that it just sort of like that born evil that just twisted from the beginning type of thing.
Yeah, the only thing that like I never fully got about Michael Myers is he was just a man.
Yeah,
He wasn't
he's.
like undead, he wasn't a demon, he was just a guy. So I have distinct memories. Maybe it was Halloween H2O. I don't happen in the remake. The remake was actually really good. But you see him like in one of them he gets shot with like a fucking 357.
And just,
And he gets up
yeah,
later and I'm like, that's not happening. 357, like
that.
if you take a couple of shots from a 357, you're not getting the fuck up. I don't care where it hits you. If it hits you in your knee, your fucking knee is done. Those
Yeah.
bullets are fucking massive. Like that shit is like it hits you in the shoulder, your arm might come off. Like those fucking bullets are no joke.
Yeah, I feel like the only way to like reason, yeah, because when you watch those films, that's what your brain does. It tries to reason things out. Like, wait, how did he survive that? Like, your brain like wants an answer for that, right? And I think the
Yeah.
only thing that popped up to me in any of the Halloween ones for why he's super strong or durable is just that he's got the TARD strength. That's the only thing I can think of that, you know, he's born a little bit different, a little bit slow and weird. So he's got that, the water strength. It all comes
Like
back
gave
to
him all the
Waterboy.
water the whole time he was a baby.
Yeah, basically. So
And they
that's
gave him
the
birth. I was like, no, this is the wrong water.
only thing. This is wrong. God. So yeah, because he never really he's not very cunning, right? There's not a whole lot of planning with Halloween. He just kind of
No.
showed up. In fact, a lot of the deaths in Halloween are because people are stupid.
Right?
Right? Kind of. So that's another one of those ones where it would be like, I feel like he's just, maybe they don't know that he's just a dude, but I don't know. I feel like escape would be pretty easy. Or home aloning that shit, making some fucking traps or something.
Yeah, and the other thing like that bothered me is like he's just a man and they never explained how he like fucking teleported.
Yeah, he just movie magics his way all over the place. Actually, now that you think about it, there might be a reason. You know
What's
Halloween, where the
that?
mask comes from?
Damn it. It's fucking
It's
William Shatner,
Shat,
right?
yeah, William Shatner, and they just painted the William Shatner mask white. Where is William Shatner famous?
Yes.
Why is he famous?
Star Trek.
Star Trek, yes. What's very famous thing they do in Star Trek? Exactly. That's Halloween is just actually William Shatner doing some crazy shit with the Star Trek guys fucking beaming down and murdering people for, I don't know, blood sport.
All right, Scotty.
Prepare for all the alien invasions.
Yeah, beam me up behind this bitch. Let's get her.
They're not going to find this realistic because they just drove like 20 feet or 20 miles.
Whatever. Also, are you wearing your bulletproof, super futuristic, whatever shirts that we have? That explains it. All right. So Halloween, it was actually William Shatner as Captain Shatner.
Kirk, right?
Yeah, Kirk. There we go. Captain Kirk. Very good. Maybe she was the bitch, the stewardess on the plane that wouldn't believe him that there's something on the wing. Something. It's all making this perfect loop now, the perfect sense.
Actually, this is the mask is haunted by his ghost, Kirk's ghost, his deranged ghost.
Yeah, there was a teleporter accident, and some of his evil, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, got split up, and wait, which one is the bad one, Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde? Mr. Hyde's the bad one, right?
I think so. Yeah, Jekyll? Hyde's the bad one.
Hyde. Okay. Yeah.
Jekyll is a good guy. Hyde is a bad one.
That's weird. Wouldn't Jekyll sounds like the more bad name?
I mean,
and isn't it Jekyll? I think the original reading of it is Jekyll. That makes more sense. Jekyll is a very weak ass good guy name. Hello, my name is Dr. Jekyll.
Well, it's just Hyde with a Y.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it more cool, right? You have an I in your name. Change that shit to a Y and be a cool guy.
So wait, my name already has a Y in it. So does that mean I'm already cool?
No, because that's normal. You should change it to an I and still say it's right. Ooh, now you're thinking. Hell yeah. Put a Q in that bitch. Put a Q before the R. No, put the Q before the R.
It's Ryan with a Q.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Everyone get in alphabetical order and you just fuck everybody up. Ryan, what the fuck are you doing? Well, it's Ryan with a Q. Thank you very much.
I will legally change my name to the Q of silence.
Yeah, the Q of silence. I don't know, but then I feel like if you do that, you're getting a little bit too close to French. French is.
Oh, you ruined it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to save you because, you know, I don't want you to be like, oh, so you're, are you a baguette, sir? No, no!
You can suck my baguette.
Yeah. Okay. Number eight. 2012. Sinister.
What? Oh, Sinister, yeah.
What? What was that reaction?
You said 2012.
What?
You said 2012. I thought you were talking about the movie 2012. I was like, that's not a fucking horror movie.
Yeah.
The movie about like the world going to fucking shit in 2012. Like the earth starts attacking like I don't know, like hurricanes and shit.
Oh, like
natural disasters is what it was.
Natural disaster. Oh, I was thinking of M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening.
Oh God.
M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening.
That's how his name needs to be pronounced.
Yeah. The Sinister.
Honestly, I can't really remember Sinister that much.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know I saw it, but I can't remember it.
Okay, so let's look at the recap here. For those who didn't read the scientific study mentioned at the top, we're finally come to the film it crowned the scariest before he joined the MCU with 2016's Doctor Strange. Director Scott Derrickson. Dicker, Deer, get Deer, Deerick, his son. How can I fuck this up? Deerick, son. I want to make a dick joke in there somehow. Between the dick, son.
There you go.
Okay. Had racked up a few horror films. A couple earned a cult following. One of the following films, small scale. Haunted House possession story about a true crime writer who moves his wife and kids into a house where the family was murdered, only to discover that the new place might already have a rather evil tenant. Well, inspired by Penn, the script. No, you move into a house where people have been killed and murdered and dead, and you bring your family. It's kind of on you.
Yeah.
People doing dumb things.
That's the same. Okay. That's the same thing with Amityville Horror.
Yeah. Oh, and then we have the next one, number 9, is 2010's Insidious.
Insidious. Everybody built that up to be so terrifying, and it really wasn't.
The picture that they have here is like the main white guy, and then like some Darth Maul wannabe looking motherfucker standing behind him. But yeah. The fact that he's like balding on the top and has the hair off the side just looks like he's some dude you'd find at Hot Topic. Like, oh man,
yeah.
So scary.
Insidious. That's the movie where the guy's like kid goes like into the astral plane and is like in hell or something like that, right?
Man, your guess is as good as mine. I don't remember shit about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched it, but I absolutely don't remember two shits about this movie.
Yeah, I remember everybody trying to say that movie was horrifying, and I was like, it's really not.
Yeah, like, even this picture feels like it. That's your scary guy?
Yeah.
Like, dude. Okay, enough of that. And then down to 10, they have 2017's It.
I feel like this list was backwards.
Well, yeah, because we started at 1.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I feel like they even fucked it.
The order? Oh, yeah. Well,
okay. I feel like 10 was supposed to be 1.
You think It was the scariest?
Out of that list so far, I'd say yeah.
Okay. I think the 2017 It is scary, but I still like the old It better.
Oh, of course. They didn't put that on that list. I'm just saying, like, the original list, like the list that they have now, it feels off.
Yeah, it. I don't know. Like, I guess we have. Everyone has a different sense of horror, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it did fuck me up for a long time, but I've watched it as a kid, so that might be it.
True. I mean, bitch, I'm still nervous about walking past. Not nervous, but I'm still like cautious about walking close to fucking sewer grates. Like,
Oh man,
like, yeah. That, I don't know.
I had the biggest fear of fucking clowns for the longest time, and I'm not sure if I told the story before, but my fucking mom had this goddamn porcelain clown that she was so fucking proud of that she wanted to show off that she had for years. We had this fucking porcelain clown doll that had a smaller little porcelain clown doll in its lap, and it was the scariest, most god-awful, horrible thing, and she fucking loved it, and she always put it right next to the stairs and everything, and I hated it. I fucking despised this thing for so many fucking years. And I remember one day I was thinking to myself, like, this is it. I'm going to fucking touch this thing. I never touched it. I was like, I'm going to touch it and get rid of my fear. And I'll, like, face my fear and be done with it, right?
I feel like this is not going anywhere good.
No, because, like, that was, like, I don't know, my confidence. Like, I had that confidence at night. But I didn't go down there at night. Of course not. I just went to sleep and I was like, I'm going to do it in the morning when it's bright and everything. And then I fell asleep. And that night I had a dream about going down there, touching the thing. The thing springs up, launches to the ceiling. its head spins around backwards and then elongates for its face to come down and match mine. And I woke up in a fucking sweat and was like, nope, no, fuck that, no. Never, never touching that fucking thing.
Have you ever?
You haven't to this day. Yeah, well, what was even more fucked up, I swear to God, my mom just like scaring the shit out of me being evil. It's like later she decided to pack the thing up, and she packed it up and put it in a box in the attic thing that was in my room. Right? There's this little like doorway that went into the little attic-y storage place, and it was connected to fucking my room, and she put that shit in there. And I was like, these little screws that hold this shit on isn't going to be enough. Let me slide this huge ass trunk in front of there. All right. Cool. If I ever hear any rapping or giggling coming from the attic, I'm burning the house down. I don't care if any of you are in it.
You brought this upon yourself.
Yeah. You better fucking play this game. Let's fucking play. So yeah, I fucking hated that thing.
I mean, you could always think of it as the clown from Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Ray has a game.
Oh, man. Hey, what are you doing? What? Hey. Yeah. God, that movie did a lot to help me with my fears of horrible movies.
Yeah.
Good for the Scary Movie guys. Oh man. Okay. So that was their top 10 list of scary movies, which surprisingly, no zombie movies on that list.
They don't have Friday the 13th up there either, or fucking Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street was legit terrifying. Like Friday the 13th is scary, but that was more of like a horror action thriller type thing.
But Nightmare on Elm Street, that had you afraid to fucking sleep.
Yeah. The whole fact that got me, because that was the one of those things where you can't escape. Like he's in your dream and you're just fucked. And he uses your own, like the things you fear the most. You know what I mean? Like, Halloween was on there, and Halloween was like, that's just a dude. You could just fucking run from him.
Right. And
Freddy, you can't fucking run from. He's just going to like, and whatever plan or trap or thing you think of that you could probably like, oh, well, I'll think of this, do this. He has a way of getting around it. I'm not strong enough to like hold off all my fears and not be afraid.
And that's what he fucking feeds on.
And exactly.
And even like Jason Voorhees, you can run from him, but I mean, he is a fucking possessed demon thing, so
yeah, your only option is to run, right? Yeah. You don't fight Jason. Like your only hope is just get as far the fuck away. But yeah. Did Jason ever really chase down people like across country?
He chased, I know one of my favorite in the series was Jason Takes Manhattan. He chased them all the way into New York City.
Did he chase them into New York City, or did he get brought into New York City and then just fucking started killing people there?
He followed them into New York City. Like they take a boat and they use that boat to get away from him. And I think he like hooks onto someone else's boat to fucking chase them, or he swims. I don't really remember, but he goes after them.
Does he like, how does he know who these fuckers are?
Cause he tried to kill them earlier and they got away.
Okay. So that begs a lot of questions on how far he's willing to go. Like if I was there in the U.S. and then flew back to Japan, is he like marching across the bottom of the ocean? Is he hopping on a plane, hiding in storage? How does that work? But But anyways, still, it feels like running away would be a good thing to do from him.
Yeah, because fighting him is not going to do much.
Yeah, fighting him, you're just going to get your fucking head ripped off or whatever. All right, so there's that. Oh, but yeah, so they didn't have Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. And I feel like, yeah, that should be a scary one. No zombie ones. And that's the next one I want to look up, is the top 10 zombie movies.
Yes.
Because I've probably seen more zombie movies than I have horror movies.
That's true.
Movies. Let's see what list will we use here. IndieWire. You want to go to IndieWire.com?
Yeah.
12 best zombie movies ever made.
That sounds promising.
October 16th to 2020. Oh, another October one. Really trying to do the Halloween thing, guys, man. Do the horror in summer. All right. Wait, I thought it said the top 10 ones? No, but we're starting at 17. All right, of the what? Top 10 movies, here's number 17.
The fuck?
All right. Dawn of the Dead, the Zack Snyder, the 2014 one. I like that movie.
I did like that movie.
Yeah, that was it wasn't super scary. It had like its like jump scares, but it was like the whole being in the mall building up shit and fighting. And I think that was like one of the first experiences that I had of really, or how's this fucking guy gonna hide that his wife got bit bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, oh come on, man, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. There's always that guy.
I felt like I was still naive back in that day, where like then I would be like, oh, no one's gonna be that fucking stupid. And now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah, probably everyone would be that fucking stupid.
Fucking COVID told you everybody's that stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. So that was number 17. Number 16, Little Monsters, the 2019.
Little Monsters. Why does that sound familiar?
I don't know. It looks like maybe little kid zombies.
Nope. I guess I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, me neither, which is weird. I feel like that would be interesting. I'm looking up that real quick. Little Monster. I mean, I remember the Nickelodeon thing. Real Monsters. Yeah, it looks like it didn't get really high ratings or anything. Maybe, what the fuck? Little Monsters was the old movie with the going underneath the bed. That's why it sounds so familiar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely.
Dude, I actually fucking love that one. That's where monsters like have a whole universe like under the bed that's connected there.
Yeah.
They're deathly afraid of light and are, yeah, God, good shit. That movie was good.
The horror version of Fraggle Rock.
Basically. Okay, so yeah, the 2019 Little Monster. I don't know. Hate to say it, but have no idea what it's about, and it looks like
I don't want to know.
strong black woman with the shovel, and maybe she's also a kindergarten teacher. Okay.
Why do I feel like that's racist?
Yeah, I was trying not to be, but it did turn out that way. Yeah. Cool. And they do number 15 is Paranorman. Okay, so if you're under Paranorman, they put Paranorman above Dawn of the Dead?
What?
Have you watched Paranorman?
That's the animated one, right?
Well, it's not really animated. It's like the figures, sort of like the Nightmare Before Christmas style shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Paranorman.
I The only thing that I remember about that is that the jock was gay. The girl is fucking like creaming over him the entire thing, and then like at the end when it's supposed to be like everything gets resolved and like the relationships are like solidified and everything, and she's all like, well, do you want to blah 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 and I don't know, get cake and something, and he was like, oh man, my boyfriend would love that. It was like, oh. The twist. So that's all I remember about Paranorman. Good shit there.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck? I thought I knew zombie movies, but apparently not. Number 14, The Girl with All the Gifts.
Nope, no idea.
The story is set in the future where humanity is being destroyed by a disease that turns its victims into flesh-eating hungries. Oh, they didn't want to use zombies. They had to be unique, so they're hungries. As they are called in the film, only a small group of children seem immune to its effects, and they are therefore subject to a study and experimentations to understand why. As a vital resource in the search for a cure, although one of them, a 10-year-old girl named Melina, stands out from the rest. Melina is special. She excels in the classroom and is more inquisitive, resourceful, enterprising, and creative than the rest. She's the girl. She's with all the gifts. God, fuck. This doesn't explain anything.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, cool. What? That doesn't mean anything. Okay, so there's Hungries. Actually, what that reminds me of is, when was this made? 2016? Oh, so this was before that. That fucking anime, what's it called? Neverland? Not Neverland.
The fuck?
Escape from Neverland. Fucking, what the fuck is that called?
I can't tell you.
Never. I feel like it's The Promised Neverland, I think.
Don't think I watched it.
Yeah. Okay. It's The Promised Neverland. The reading that, that's what it reminds me of. Like, with that one, it's these kids are like at a orphanage type place where they're all being raised by a loving mother and all that. And they have like a fucking number tattooed on their necks and everything, and they're kept healthy, and they're made sure that their brains are like fucking really fit, and they're given a bunch of tests and all that type of shit, and they're not allowed out into the world beyond because of, you know, reasons. And then once they like graduate or get chosen by a family, then they're allowed to be taken off somewhere, and it turns out that like these demon things actually control them, and they're using them as farms, and they're keeping the kids smart and talented so that they can eat their brains, because the demons need to eat kid brains or intelligent brains to stay intelligent themselves, or they'll devolve into weird animal type creatures.
That sounds scarier than the other things on this list so far.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Okay, let's see. Then number 13, they're really going to put this at number 13, Night of the Living Dead. The 1968 one.
Huh.
That shit fucked me up. Especially the whole thing that fucks me up with that movie is the dude gets shot at the end. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That still just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I was like, God damn it, Whitey. Of course, it's going to be the white police officer keeping the black man down. Cool shit. And I don't know, that movie, like, there was a couple things that got to me. Like, the girl, they start the film off with the brother, and or is it the brother? I forget. But the dude and the girl in the car, and the dude gets, like,
fucked off real easy. And so you think the girl's going to be like the main focus of the film, but it's actually the black dude is more of the hero than the girl is. The girl is just like this super whiny figure. So you really learn to love like the black dude for trying to hold shit together, and at the end he gets fucking shot. Ah, okay, sorry.
That's bullshit.
No, you're not. You don't have anything else to say?
Nope.
Fine, fine. Fuck you, man. Okay, I'll do this whole shit by myself then. All right, number 12, The Last Man on Earth.
Never saw that either. What the fuck?
That was that a zombie movie? It was like, oh, it was like along the lines of Omega Man or I Am Legend.
Oh, I Am Legend better be on this list.
Well, I mean, this might be their version of that, The Last Man on Earth. Okay, fine. If you don't know that one, you're definitely going to know this one. Oh, Juju.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite one. That's my number one.
Yeah. Apparently, water supply in the Nigerian slum becomes infected.
Racist.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Okay, number 10. Number 10. Okay, 28 Days Later. You didn't like 28 Days Later?
I really didn't, no.
Shit, man. Well, the 28 Days Later one was cool because they had the fast zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking ones, and they'll fucking like really coming for your ass. Okay, fine.
All I remember about 28 Days Later is the dude turned into a zombie because a bird shit in his eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one guy who got turned into a zombie because he's on a rooftop somewhere and he looks up and one of the birds flying poops in his eye and then it infects him that way.
That's pretty shitty luck.
Right?
Really aggressively angry bird. Okay. all right, fine. Fine. Then we'll go to the next one. Number 9, Cemetery Man.
The fuck is Cemetery Man?
I don't know, but it looks like this dude is about to make out with a zombie chick.
Warm bodies?
It's a surreal gothic fever dream as a cemetery caretaker who might be losing his mind. A brilliant movie. That's right. Okay, so it's like a crazy cemetery keeper that like probably talking to dead people. Okay, cool. Let's go Train to Busan.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Finally.
Finally, like, you didn't know the other movies either. Shut up.
I kind of knew some that I didn't know. So tell me, why do you like Train to Busan, even though that now reminds me of Bussy?
The Bussy?
Yeah. Train to the Bussy.
I think kind of it's similar to what you said. Like you're kind of stuck in a place. There's not much you can do or where you can go.
Yeah, trains are gay. All right. Well, that was perfect. Number 7, Shaun of the Dead.
What?
Yeah, apparently they're number 7 on here, Shaun of the Dead. I mean, it's a great comedy. Fucking love it.
That beat out Train to Busan?
Yeah, apparently on this list. The Indie Wire, man. The Indie. These guys, they don't follow the mainstream nonsense. Paranorman is better than fucking Dawn of the Dead.
Jesus, man.
Well, okay, fine.
All the judgment on this list.
I still feel like Shaun of the Dead is a good movie. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
It is, but like better than Train to Busan?
Okay, fair. All right, let's go down to the next one. 1979's Zombie.
That sounds familiar, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, it feels foreign. Looking by some of the names on this one. All right, foreign Republic. Another one that looks foreign is REC from 2008.
No, that's just Resident Evil Counter-Strike.
Oh, okay. So the American version of this would be Quarantine. You remember that one?
Yes, I do remember Quarantine. That was all right.
Yeah, so this is apparently what Quarantine like stole from.
Ah, okay.
So this was like a foreign film that didn't have the money, and then the Americans stole it and made Quarantine. Okay. Okay. Oh, we're getting into some real avant-garde shit now. 1977's Rabid.
Nope, I don't know that one.
Okay, cool. Me neither. And there's like a huge line of thing. Let's go to the last paragraph of this. But the thing is, she never succumbs to the rage virus she's carrying herself, presumably because it's the true selves of her victims that are really being unleashed. That Chambers was an adult film actress in real life plays into the film's overall critique of the condemnation of sex workers who've been feared by society as carriers of disease since the beginning of time. Oh, wow. They're really getting into the meat and potatoes of it.
Yeah. That sounds like they're just skip it. I don't the fuck out of here.
Apparently the movie is sex workers are treated like zombies, I guess.
That's
all right. Number three, The Reanimator, 1985. Reanimator was good.
Yeah.
You didn't like Reanimator?
Not really.
Fine, fuck you. Okay. Number two, Jesus. oh fucking hell. I Walked with a Zombie, 1943.
Ooh, what fucking list did you pick?
IndieWire, bro. IndieWire. I can Never rent again. Or buy on Amazon. Let's go ahead and click that one. Let's see. I Walked with a Zombie. A nurse in a Caribbean resort, or a nurse in the Caribbean resorts to voodoo to cure her patient, even though she's in love with the woman's husband. Along the way, she discovers few family secrets. Wow.
The fuck? I don't. Okay.
Yeah. I just hate that they put resorts right after Caribbean and expect my brain to handle that.
And they expect my brain to handle that.
A nurse in the Caribbean resorts.
It did throw you off pretty hard.
Okay. All right. And then number one is Dawn of the Dead, 1978.
Okay.
And they start off their sentence explaining this large thing by saying, yes, Night of the Living Dead is not the top. In the top 10 is what they just said.
See, they know they fucked up on so many levels. Yeah. Like the fuck.
If you have to start with your number one by saying, okay, listen, the clearly one of the top films of all time isn't on my list because I'm an indie guy and I drink local beers that you've never heard of. And listen,
I drink micro craft brews.
Yes, I drink micro craft brews. It's beyond the micro craft. I drink the micro crap.
There you go. Fuck IndieWire, man. This is a stupid list. Okay, I Am Legend isn't up there.
Yeah.
The fuck? Why is I Am Legend?
I mean, because they did the last man on Earth. Which is like next, the Omega Man and all those are all sort of connected.
But then they put Paranorman up there. Is Paranorman even really a zombie movie?
I mean, there's kind of undead and ghosty things there-ish.
By that logic, they should have put Nightmare Before Christmas up there.
Right. By that logic, they could have also put Corpse Bride.
Yep. But no. They missed
Hocus Pocus.
A perfect opportunity to put fucking Coraline up there.
Yeah, Coraline would have been an undead movie, sure.
Coraline was fucking terrifying. Say what?
Yeah. So their number 16 was Dawn of the Dead. They really wanted to put that at, or number 17, sorry. Their number 17 was Dawn of the Dead. Like, look, Dawn of the Dead, super low on my list. You're going to get ready to get your mind blown by these amazing films. And then they put Paranorman in front, on top of that. Damn, bro.
I'm disappointed. Never am I looking at IndieWire again.
Oh, I'm exclusively looking at IndieWire, so I know what to avoid.
That's okay. There are two kinds of.
Yeah. All right. Let's. I'm gonna look around IndieWire a little bit. Let's look at the 2022 Emmy predictions. Let's see
who. Oh, no.
Fucking subscribe. Fuck off. The State of the Race. Emmy season has arrived, and after a year of TV production, rebuilding voters are now swimming, drowning in an ocean of contenders new and old. What? Emmy season has arrived. After a year of TV production, rebuilding voters are now swimming, in parentheses, drowning, question mark, in an ocean of contenders new and old. What does production rebuilding voters, a year of TV production, rebuilding voter, what is rebuilding voters?
Voters for Emmy, I don't know.
Rebuilding voter, okay. I don't get that either. All right. Where's their predictions? Just show me the predictions. They didn't even give the predictions.
They predict that there will be Emmys given out on the
show. Right inside, do I have to like click on each one of these things? Okay, Emmy predictions for outstanding dramas. Last year's winner, The Crown, is it still eligible? No. Okay, what about your prediction? No, they just give me a list? Man, fuck this. Okay. Let's see.
you still feeling like sticking exclusively with IndieWire?
Shut up. It's all good. Oh, it's time to look at their shop. All right, let's see what IndieWire is trying to sell. Here's how Amazon Prime members can get Paramount Plus stars and more for 99 cents a month. Wow. Oh. So this isn't even your shop. You're just trying to sell other shit?
Very nice.
16 best gifts for TV lovers by Latafa Muhammad.
All right. I'm going to do it for you. Bye, love you, bye.
Wait. Let me at least get to the number one. Oh, God, this list is terrible. Okay. What? Okay, I went down to the bottom of their list, and it's a T-shirt. And it's, the T-shirt just says, I'd rather be watching Bravo. That's it. Then above that, they have Saturday Night Live playing cards. A binge-watching survival kit. That's more along the lines. 1980s TV show trading cards, where they have Alf, Growing Pains, Dallas, and Smash. Okay, I could get into that. Shit Creek's Monopoly. What the fuck is going? Okay, yeah, all right. I'm sorry. I'm gonna just, my free time is now. I'm gonna be all taken up by this. Bye, love you. Bye, everybody.
Our next review will be top 10 worst fucking lists on IndieWire.
or something along those lines.
Something along those lines.
Bye, love you, bye.